day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God. Thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. Below Michael, one of the chief princes came to help me. Now I want you to take note of this, amen, that he said the prince withstood me, but he had help, amen. For every one devil, there's two angels, praise God, hallelujah, amen, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now am I come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the last in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. Now, I'm not an idiot. I know that this is talking to Israel, amen. But why don't we bring it down to the spiritual aspect for ourselves, amen. Hallelujah. God is doing great things, and God wants us to be aware that there is a fight that's going on above us, amen. Hallelujah. And you know what it's about? It's about you. Praise God. It's about trying to stop you. It's about trying to stop you from winning souls. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for everything that you're doing, God. I'm asking you, God. I know what you told me, God. But... we love you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord God. There is none greater than you, Lord. Hallelujah. None more exalted than you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Amen. Let's clap our hands to the Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I'm also going to go to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6. Amen. If you want to turn there, you don't have to turn there. Amen. But I want to deliver what the Lord has given to me for you. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6, 11, amen, and 12. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. Everybody say stand. It takes the armor of God to stand. Amen. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Stand against the wiles. That word wiles is schemes. Amen. Amen. You may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. If you know anything about architect, amen, the schematics is what they call it. The devil has a plan mapped out, but you know what? God's plan is more mapped out than his. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want everybody here to be full of faith that you're not in these battles by yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. I come against that spirit that tries to make the people of God sectioned off and say, this is my battle, and this is my battle, and this is my battle, and nobody understands what I'm going through over here. That's a lie. It's not the truth. Amen. There is nothing under the heavens that is new. Every battle God is aware of, and he is willing to fight it for you. Amen. But you know what? He wants to use you in that fight as well. Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world. Or the other word that translates is this age. Amen. Are we living in that age right now, ruled by darkness? I'd say so. Amen. The world is in complete chaos. The love of many has waxed cold, amen, and their hearts are turned to stone. And they need a people that still have a soft heart, that can hear from God, that'll go to battle, hallelujah, to see their souls set free. Amen. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus. We need to keep our eyes on the heavens, hallelujah, on what God is doing. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. This battle is not against your neighbor. This battle is not against your coworker. This battle is not against your family member. It is against the powers of hell that want to destroy everything that God has started. Amen. I feel that resistance already. Amen. Don't hear that. Don't hear that. It's the same old, same old. Things will always be the same. Nothing will ever change. You hear it preached Sunday after Sunday, time after time. Hallelujah. I want to say to you, though, how many of you don't go and eat day after day? Everybody eats day after day so that you can survive. So it's the same with the Word of God when it is preached to you. It is so you can survive in the realm of the Spirit against the things that want to destroy your life, that want to bring you down and make you feel like you're worse than, and that you're worthless, and there's nothing that's ever going to be different. Amen. Mom and dad's alcoholics or liars or thieves, and that's how you're going to turn out. Amen. I'm telling you right now, there is a righteous indignation in the Spirit. God is sick and tired of the people of God swallowing the lies of hell. That is not what we're supposed to do. Instead, I want to take this thing right here and consume it. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to tell you, the enemy might have the high place, but my God rules out of the heavens. He may stand on a high place, but my God stands on the heavens. The heavens are my throne. The earth is my footstool. That is what God said. Amen. I'm going to tell you why God brought this to me. After I saw that warfare that was happening over Hutchinson, Pastor, when I saw that happening, the Lord spoke to me and said, there are those that you think you're losing the battle, but God said, I am standing right there with you. The battle is not lost, and I am still the God over the war that's happening right now. We need to stop making God this small little being that doesn't understand what's happening. He's not some old man on a throne with a white beard. He ain't Santa Claus. He's God Almighty. My Bible says he sat on the throne, and there was thunder, and there was lightning, and there was all kinds of things that were happening. That's the God you need to serve. Get that vision out of your head that he can't stand against your enemy. Well, praise God. God cannot be defeated. My sermon title is This Is War. You didn't enlist into something to fold your hands and sit back and say, I'm going to wait for the battle to come to me. But my Bible said the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Last time I saw gates march, never. But I have seen people march into gates. Amen. I want to tell you, if the gates of hell won't prevail against the church, it's time to start being on the offensive. And stop being on our heels. That even if the devil hits you in the jaw and it rocks you and knocks you back, you better get your balance back. And you better stand up tall. Because I'm telling you right now, if Jesus is coming, which he is, you better be strong. Because I'm going to tell you right now, hell is going to do its best to destroy you. Amen. I'm not just out here spouting off anything. I know exactly what the Holy Ghost told me. He's not angry with you. He's angry with that spirit. He's angry with these demons that try to stop everything. This morning, we are in service. Hallelujah. And from the beginning of the service, we could feel the lockup. Amen. It was tight. Amen. But a church that was there began to worship. And we began to praise. No music. Hallelujah. We began to worship and praise without anybody prodding us. And we begin to worship and praise God. And I watched as the atmosphere began to crack and it began to crumble. And by the time it was done, God had moved in the altar. No, the young man didn't get the Holy Ghost. But for the first time that he's come to service, pray for him, his name is Levi. For the first time he came to service ever, that young man broke down, wept, and cried in my arms because he had never felt that before. Amen. He always had people abandoning him, but he felt the love of God. You can't tell me if God can do that with a place of six people that he can't do it for a church of this size. He can do that and then some. Hallelujah. It's time for us to lock in the Spirit. We read these stories like the story of Daniel, and we say to ourselves, how could that ever happen? My friend, when you got in the church, it already began. There's already princes of darkness that are over these areas. Amen. There's already spiritual warfare that's happening. Before you came in, it was already happening. When you came in, it was going on. And while you're sitting here, it's still happening. Amen. I know they're here and I really don't care. I'm here to preach every devil out that I could possibly think of because I'm not intimidated by it. And you know what, church? You shouldn't be intimidated by it. You ought to be standing on your feet and amening the preacher about that and amening about it because God is still the greatest. There is an anger that's in the Holy Ghost that God is sick of. He's sick of those demonic spirits. God is sick of them. He's angry all the day long with the wicked. You know what that tells me? He hates those spirits. Amen. If he's angry with the wicked, but he don't hate them, he hates those devils that are constantly coming to get you. Some of you have been going to bed and you've been having night terrors. And it ain't the will of God for you to stay there and start getting beaten down and downtrodden. You need to get yourself up and say, I'm not going to take it another day. I'm sick and tired of this life like this. When I first got in church, I used to have them. I had night terrors, and I had the Holy Ghost. And still the devil would try to come against me, and I didn't care. He's told it before. I put on preaching 24 hours a day in my apartment because above me and around me, hallelujah, were people, thank you, that had done drugs. I had people sneaking into the upper floor and doing meth. And there were people in the hallway smoking marijuana. I could smell it. And they were doing it because it was an abandoned complex. And I had every devil of hell you could think of coming against me while I was there. But when I put on some apostolic preaching and some apostolic music, and I prayed in my place, and I worshiped in my place, I knew right then exactly what the limit of hell is. Amen. You know what? We often hear that story. We hear it. And we think so little of ourselves. Amen. The Bible says that when the enemy comes in as a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And you look at it and you say, what's that mean? Pastor said it, you are the standard. You want to know how you're the standard? You know what a standard was? They would hold them up in battle when a king would go in. And every time the standard moved, the people would move forward. It was a sign of where they were on the battlefield and whether or not they were progressing or whether or not they were losing territory. And the last time I checked, the Bible says, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. You know what that is? That means he's won every single battle. You can't win it without him. Hallelujah. You got to have him with you. And he'll raise the standard of who you. You'll be the standard. And you'll be the standard of whether or not there's progress or whether or not there's a backfalling. But that's not the will of God for anybody to backfall. It's the will of God for everybody to progress. Somebody clap your hands. Hallelujah. Come on, I'm feeling good. This isn't a message of defeat. This is a message of victory. Don't look up here and say, oh, that's just Brother Lewis. I'm not just Brother Lewis right now. Hallelujah, but I'm preaching the word to you right now. Exactly what God has given me. And I'm going to get it off of me. But the question is, what does it mean to you? Are you going to lay down? Or are you going to stand up and fight? You got to fight for it. You got to fight for it. I see people fight for a job to earn six figures and lose their soul. They fight for everything else, for the ability to play sports, for the ability to watch TV, for the ability to do thus and so, and lose their soul. But you ask them to fight for the things of God, and they fall back. Amen. That's not the will of God. If you're the standard, then the will of God is for you to press on. Come on, soldier. It's time to stop sitting down and press on. Maybe you got knocked down. Get up. Get up. Stop sitting there. Why lay there till you die? But get up. Be like the lepers that marched in to the enemy. They said, amen, we're going to die anyway. Let's do it. Let me tell you something, church. You're going to leave this mortal coil one day anyway. You might as well make it count and give it to the devil for all it's worth. Black his eye, black his chest. Stomp on his ankles, whatever it takes. You're fighting against a scrappy enemy, a dirty trickster, a liar and a thief. and we want to box with them. Now, you better learn to get some grit and growl, like the Bible says, and wrestle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Wrestling is the most personal and the most dangerous thing you could possibly do, because people can bite, scratch, kick. They can rip things off of you, anything they can to try to win. Hey, I feel that resistance. All right. Oh, you don't want to wrestle against that spirit. Yes, you do, because you're going to win that battle. You got it, the Holy Ghost, right? Do you have the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. I got 50% of you say you got the Holy Ghost. Do you got the Holy Ghost? Then you can win the fight. 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 I don't care who the strong man is. My God is God. Let him throw himself around. Let him flex his six-pack muscles around, whatever you want to call it, and try to intimidate. My God don't need to do that. All he said was, let there be light, and that was the end of it. Just as quick as you get in, God can take you right out of it. The church, you can be seated if you want. The church is a theocracy, not a democracy. It's a theocracy. It's ruled by God. Amen. And if God is the ruler and he's the king, then you better believe if he says that the battle, that vengeance is mine, I will repay, then you better believe that vengeance is his and he will repay. We don't have to throw blows with people. We just need to pray. This morning I emphasized that to him. I said, this is the thing. Why this happened is because we prayed. If we wouldn't have prayed, we would still be fighting against this. But we prayed and we said, God, we can't do it alone. God, we can't do this by ourselves. And the Lord showed up. And not only did he show up, but it's like the song said, showed out. Amen. He showed just how powerful he really is. Hallelujah. That a little boy, hallelujah, that grew up, amen, in a broken home, adopted by another family, said he never so much as felt love like he does here, can collapse into the arm of somebody he doesn't even know that well and say he felt the love of God and wept and cried and changed. Amen. And he said, I'm gonna get the Holy Ghost. He told me from his own mouth, I'm gonna get the Holy Ghost. So you can't tell me that God will lose it. But in the story of Daniel, we know, and we don't put ourselves in that position enough. Hallelujah. We think, oh well, I'm fasting, I'm praying, and nothing's happening. Daniel did it for a long time, but the angel gave him a little insight, and he told him, the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me. Amen. And I had to call, and Michael came and helped me. And he said, I still remained with the kings of Persia. He still stayed there till what? Till he could get free to go and get Daniel. Let me tell you, oh, hallelujah. I feel this very strong. Somebody in here, this is for you. Amen. I feel this very strong. You've been doing it for a long time. You've been asking for a long time. You've been fasting for a long time. You've been praying for a long time. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you just started, but it seems like it's been forever. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, your help is on the way. Amen. You just got to be patient. Amen. They're fighting the battles, and God is going to step on the scene, and he's going to get you right out of that situation. Let me tell you what it takes. It takes patience. It takes patience. It takes patience, because God's timing is perfect. It's perfect. His timing is perfect. We don't like to hear that. We want it right now. We want our fries and our Coke and our fast food. We want it now. Junk food will kill you, though. But a nicely prepared, healthy meal, you'll live long. And that's how it works with God. We got to be patient. It might not be fast food. Hallelujah. And then there's times all of a sudden, God will show up. And it'll be like eating a nice cake or ice cream. Sorry, not trying to make anybody hungry for dessert or anything. But amen. But I'm just saying, it'll be there. And then that you'll be like, man, this is better than the ice cream I ever had or the cake I ever ate of the world. It's better than all of that garbage. This is better because this was made with love. This was made by the hands of God. And I can eat off of this and I'm not going to worry about dying. Well, praise God. And Daniel, finally, he said, I've come to give you understanding what will happen to your people in the latter days. Amen. I want to tell you. You may not see it with your fleshly eyes,
But in the spirit, if you hook up and you see down the road, you staying with the fight and getting all the way through it, what God will do for your family in the latter days, what God will do for your household in the latter day. Some of you here, you got kids that are lost. Some of you here, you got moms and dads that are lost, and you haven't seen so much as an inch of them coming to church. Hallelujah. But then all of a sudden, like something happens, an explosion happens. Hallelujah. Maybe it'll be, and I'm not trying to be just, but maybe something drastic happens in your life. Maybe an accident happens and God spares you and heals your body. And all of a sudden, your whole family said, you know what? They've been faithful to God for a long time. I want to go see what's happening down there. And they come in to get the Holy Ghost. Amen. And their family is saved today. There are people that that has happened to. You know what the problem with us is? We don't have enough faith a lot of time in that area. We know that God can do it, but can he really do it for me? Yeah, he can do it for you. Nobody is the exception to the rule. If you are faithful and you live in faith, God will do it for you. I've learned. This might sound contradictory, but it's not. But I've learned. And sometimes, at that point in time, it might not happen while you're alive. Amen. But through your faithfulness, from that point, you have cut off the old lineage and have started anew. And your children and their children and their children and their children after them serve God until the coming of the Lord. You never know. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, don't ever, ever give up the fight. Don't ever back down. It is war. That's a two-way. You can tell somebody it is war, and you also need to realize it is war. And because it's war, it's not going to be pretty all the time. Revival sometimes is bloody. Revival sometimes seems like it's taken for a long time for certain things to come to pass. But we're building a new church. Amen. We're already taking in territory. You know what that's a sign of? That's a sign of what happened in the spirit. It's showing itself in the physical. And God is doing it. Amen. Let me tell you something. The church is not there for us to sit and say, I just go to church. But it's a place of dominion. Amen. Amen. When the church is in a place, it takes spiritual dominion. Does that mean everybody's going to come to this church? No. But in the spirit, everything hovers and revolves around, hallelujah, what God is doing. Because when God shows up, there's nothing that can stand to get it. It is a part of war. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to lose anybody. Amen. Hallelujah. But there's been a prince, hallelujah, in this area long enough. And I believe God, he's already been. But I believe that move is happening. And he is sick of it. Amen. And he wants to bring it low. I'm not a person that's a devil behind every bush. That's not what I believe. But I do believe that you don't always have to take it on the chin. Amen. Matter of fact, you shouldn't take it on the chin at all. Hallelujah. Turn the other cheek. It's talking for somebody else. He ain't talking about against a demonic spirit. Don't turn the other cheek. Let him have it. Give him a good old fist. Give him a good old punch in the Holy Ghost and let him know, I'm not going to take any mess off of this anymore. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. I feel that spirit right now pushing back against this. I feel it pushing. Amen. This is Apostolic Faith Tabernacle, Hutchinson, Kansas. Amen. Hallelujah. We're too small. We can't possibly do that. You better stop listening to that lie. You better stop hearing that. You better start hearing what's going on in the spirit through the ears of God and what God hears and what your pastor hears. Amen. Last time I checked, hallelujah, Pastor Carica said that he hears, amen, he hears the sound of revival. Last time I checked, he said he saw a cloud the size of a man's hand. Hallelujah. And that cloud is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's going to rain and it's going to take us into a new... Amen. I'm going to tell you, it's going to take you into a new avenue. Amen. This church is going to take in ground and territory that we never even thought we could take in. It's going to start taking in things we didn't think was a possibility to take in. We're going to see people saved that we didn't think would ever be saved. We're going to see things happen we didn't think we'd ever see happen. You know what I miss? I miss it. Hallelujah. When I first came to church, I asked God, show me your glory. I want to just see this Shekinah glory. Amen. It's going to come back. We're going to start seeing more miraculous things. Amen. The deaf hearing, the blind receiving their sight, sick people being here. Hey, I'm just crazy enough to believe it in this church right now. Hallelujah. The same God is the same one that'll heal you of your sickness. You come too late to tell me that that is not possible. I've had God heal me of chronic back pain from all the times of playing football all those years. My back was tore up. None of you knew it because I never said a word. But I woke up one morning and I put my feet on the ground and I stood up and all of my pain was gone. Amen. All of the pain was gone. I came leaping and jumping and dancing. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you've come too late. You've come too late to tell me it can't. Well, praise God. You know what this is? It's a battle cry. It's a war cry. It's a war cry. It's a war cry. All you warriors, you're out there. If there's any warriors out there, are you out there? Are you out there, warriors? Where you at, prayer warriors? Where you at, intercessors? Hallelujah. Where you at, worshiper? Where you at, praiser? Hallelujah. Where you at, preacher? Where you at? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a call to arms. That's what's happening. Hallelujah. The standard has been lifted. Amen. You know what you do? You get behind the standard. Hallelujah. The man of God preaches it. You get behind him. Hallelujah. He holds up the standard. How? He holds you up. He preaches to you. Amen. Hallelujah. He does things for you in the spirit you don't see. And he does things for you in your life that you might not see. Amen. But he's out there boxing and fighting off demons. The person that held the standard was the most vulnerable person on the field because they were defending everybody else and leading them where they needed to go so that they would not get hit by arrows and so on and so forth. Amen. I want to tell you, you better get behind your pastor. Amen. We're living in an age right now where people say, I don't need a pastor. I don't need a shepherd. Don't you listen to that lie. Don't you listen to that lie. Don't you listen to that lie. You need a pastor. You can't live without a pastor. You can't live for God without a pastor. Thank God for a pastor. Thank God for a preacher. Thank God for an evangelist. Thank God for the people of God. Thank God. Hallelujah. You gotta have it. An army with no general is an army that's gonna fail. Also, an army without a sergeant or a lieutenant is an army that's gonna fail. You gotta have it all. You gotta have all of it. This is war. This is war. I'm gonna be bringing this to a close here in a minute. This is war. Someone wanna come to the music? This is war. This is war. Somebody needs to hook in the spirit right now. Hallelujah, because I'm going to bring this to a close. Somebody here needs to hear what it said. This is war. This is not a hype message. I'm not here to hype you up. I'm not here to speak to you and shout and scream and holler. I can do that anywhere. I can do that at a football game or a basketball game. That's not what this is about. But this is about you and where you stand on the battlefield. Some of you, you're standing on the battlefield. Amen. And as I'm talking right now, the devil is knocking you over the head and saying you better not do anything about it or everybody else is going to wonder. Pastor said it earlier. It's the truth. Make you wonder, well, what's everybody else going to think about me? You better stop caring about what people think about you and start caring about what God thinks about you. And the last time I checked, my Bible talks directly to that. Amen. Last time I checked, God is the one that does the judging. God is the one that makes the decision. Amen. Your job is to respond. Your job is to intake the food that comes across the pulpit. It's not always going to be meat. It's not always just going to be meat alone, but it'll be veggies too. You might get some meat and veggies. You might get yourself a little bit of liver. I don't know anybody here likes liver, but I hate liver. Amen. But you might get yourself a little bit of that, and you might not like the taste of it, but it is still good. It is still great, and it is still healthy. It'll still do for you what God has intended it to do. If you want a healthy spirit, you better start intaking the things of God. I want to tell you, this is war. This is war. And you know where the war is? It's right here. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some of you right now, the war is at your battlefront. The battle is right at your front door. It's right at your front door. Don't stand there and let the devil take your victory from you. Stand up and do something about it. There ain't a person in this house that would let somebody just kick their door down and destroy their family. Yet we're supposed to come to church and let the devil destroy us and destroy what's been built and what God has given us. Don't you listen to that lie. Stop hearing it. Hear the voice of God. I'm calling you. It's war, and I want you to fight. It's time to fight. It's time to fight. We can stand to our feet.